Change Enthusiasm: How to Harness the Power of Emotion for Leadership and Success by Cassandra Worthy. Narrated by Cassandra Worthy. You can be and do anything you set your mind to in this life. My mama. To my family, my rock, my foundation, and my love. Richard, Tashana, Teresa, Gilbert, and Lisa. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains tables, images, and exercises, as well as the glossary, acknowledgments, and about the author sections from the print edition. I will be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Introduction. According to McKinsey & Company, 70% of major change initiatives fail. But why? Businesses small and large are going through unprecedented change as our world and those who inhabit it continue to evolve, making change, an effective change response, a business imperative. Yet leading change effectively and efficiently, nurturing strong organizational resiliency, and quickly responding to market disruption or shifts in customer demand is much easier said than done. Generally speaking, businesses exist to meet the needs of their customers and clients. Business growth is the result of change. A growth metric, profit, number of customers, market share, etc., changing to a larger version of itself. And it's in the process of that change that instability often resides, instability that can stall or thwart the desired change or growth. That instability is created through behavior. People choose how they will behave based on their beliefs. In times of high-stress change, those beliefs are often fueled by the most important tool of successful change adoption, emotion. This is where change enthusiasm becomes powerfully relevant. Change enthusiasm, noun, the practice of harnessing the power of emotion to grow through change, a growth mindset. Too often, leaders overlook the role emotion, the natural gifts of our species, plays in change. When going through change, we tend to hold in any negative feelings regarding the change as we interact with management, peers, and direct reports, so as not to seem resistant or troublemaker. So, we are left to manage our emotions in oftentimes unproductive ways, such as venting with others at any chance we get, or numbing them with excess food or alcohol. The truth of change is that it is people who...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?